evening, and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Shtalter Bitocha Message series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lili Nishmas Elio Chaim Ben Arav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, Uli Nishmas, Gitl Basorav Eliezer Manoach. With sincere apologies for the difficulties that we had last week, and but Baruch Hashem, we're back. There's an interesting list of thoughts that a person must have in order to be able to master the midah of bitochim, to actually, in his words, to the awareness that he has to have in order to strengthen his heart. In other words, the intellectual awareness that one must have in order to penetrate the heart with his true feeling of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And strangely, the first item on the list is not the focus on Hashem's chesed, on Hashem's kindness, as one would have thought by the famous, or maybe even most famous, pasuk of David HaMelech, Ani b'chastecho b'tachti, I trusted in your chesed, your ge'el libi b'shuasecho, because of that trust in your chesed. I'm rejoicing now in the Yeshua even before it comes, because I have trust in you. But he says rather than anything else, she'yeda b'yedia berura, should have clear knowledge, ki olekim merachem al ho'odom yoyser mikol merachem, that Hashem has more rachmonus than any possible merachim that there is. The first ingredient, intellectual concept that is necessary to deeply internalize in the heart in order to inspire and maintain this midah of bitochen, of trust in Hashem, is this sense that He is the ultimate merachim. Hashem is the ultimate merciful one. And merachim, by definition, means seeing our challenges, seeing our difficulties, seeing our tzaras, and having mercy on us, and therefore helping us and doing something about it. But it's this feeling of rachmonus. And he even continues that even when a person isn't guarding himself properly, Hashem is still merachim alav. And he quotes the famous pasuk, Shomer psoim Hashem. Hashem even protects, guards the fools who don't necessarily take good care of themselves. It seems that in the list of things as prerequisites, intellectual concepts that are prerequisites for developing the midas habitochon, this would not seem to be the first one. And only the next one comes, that everything is chesed Hashem, and all that, everything that anyone gives us is chesed, and everything comes from the chesed Hashem, and which is something more standard and more true, something that would be more expected. And I believe that the reason is really very simple. There is only one factor that interferes with the ma'amin who believes in Hashem and in His kindness and in his total capabilities and His involvement in our lives and in His love for us and His caring for every detail of our existence. There's only one thing that can interfere with our confidence that Hashem is going to help us, and that is, maybe we don't deserve it. Shema Goram Hachet. Maybe I did something that takes away this entitlement to Hashem's Chesed. And that's where Rachmonus comes in. If I realize that Hashem is the Merachim Mikol Merachim, so even if I'm not deserving of His Chesed, but He has Rachmonus on me, I should really be taken to task for my mistakes, and not to be granted the benefits that I want. But Hashem, in His merachim mikol merachim mito, in His shemer psoim Hashem mito, Hashem will have rachmonus on me and respond to me despite the fact that I may not deserve that which I desire, that which I would like to await and hope and trust that he will provide for me. And this is the critical and most crucial ingredient. Because if I do not know that Hashem's Rachmonis is beyond any gvul, Yoser mikol hamarachim, Yoser mikol marachim, then I could be sidetracked and say, oh, well, yeah, I know he's full of chesed. I know he's totally capable. I know everything. Except there's one thing that I also know. I know that I very well may not deserve it. And now what? Now what, supposedly? When I know that Hashem's Rachmonis is infinite, then I may not deserve it, but he has Rachmonis. He sees my pain, he sees my suffering, he sees my foolishness, and he'll be Merachim on me, and therefore I can allow myself to feel that trust of him. Now, the truth is that this theme is recurrent in so much of what we say in the davening, because we just to take maybe the simplest example, we say Hatoiv ki lo yicholu rachamecho, v'hamerachim ki lo yisamu chasodecho, meyoylom kivinu loch. Hashem is the good one whose rachamim is never withheld. That's the beginning. I must know to begin with that Hashem's rachamim is never withheld. Once I know that his rachamim is never withheld, that it makes no difference where my matzav is, he always has rachmonis. Then he's the merachim, that bal rachamim, never holds back his chesed. And he's the merachim, he has rachmonis on me, and because he sees my plight, and he sees my suffering, he sees my difficulty, despite that I don't deserve it, and maybe when I don't deserve it, it's even the bigger rachmonis. He's the merachim, and he doesn't withhold his chesed, and that's me'olam kibibolam. Why? We always hope to him, we always can hope to him, because we know he's the merachim, and he's the bal chesed. And that seems to be the critical order. In order to be able to rely on Hashem's chesed, I have to first realize to what extent he has rachmonis, and he looks at my pain, and he looks at my suffering, and he looks at my plight, and he looks at my shortcomings, and he looks at my foolishness, and he has rachmonis. Ah, now he's the merachim, ki lo yisamu chasodecho, who does not withhold his chesed, and now me'olam, and that's the reason, me'olam kibino lo. From time immemorial and forevermore, we will hope to him, because those are his critical and crucial midos of rachamim and chesed. Now, the truth of the matter is that the Goyin in Mishlei tells us that the way to induce and internalize this bitochen is with a phrase that's used in the Nishmas. Adheinu azarunu rachamecho, v'lo yazavunu chasodecho, al tetsheinu Hashem elokeinu lanetzach. Adheinu azarunu, that which now until you helped us, that which you helped us until now, was only rachamecho. First, I realized that every help that you've done for me was a part of racham. V'lo yazavunu, and you haven't forsaken us. That's also chasodecho, kindness, not because we deserved it. Your rachamim and your chesed was not because we deserved it, but just because of rachamim and chesed. And therefore the Goyin says, l'chein anachnu betuchim. Therefore we're relying on you for the future. Because if that which you had rachmonis yesterday was because I deserved it, maybe today I don't deserve it. If that which you had chesed yesterday, gave chesed yesterday, was because I deserved it, maybe today I don't deserve it. But when it's both, the chesed is the rachmonis is undeserved. The chesed is undeserved, but you do it anyway. That I can rely on in the future. But it doesn't depend on being deserved. It depends on your chesed and your rachamim, which is tough. But here too we see that the order is adheinu azarunu rachamecho. First we have to recognize the rachamim of Hashem. Only then can we begin to appreciate and find a real basis for trust in the chesed Hashem. And I think that we find throughout the davening the hurachum that we say on Mondays and Thursdays, we find constant references to Hashem's rachamim and his chesed. The chesed is something that he gives, but sometimes the chesed may not be deserved. But that's where the rachamim comes in, because I have a bonus on you to bestow upon you good beyond what you deserve, and therefore we can now afford, we can now allow ourselves, we can now maintain that feeling of trusting in the Chesed Hashem, because we know that if there is in fact Chet, Hashem Agoram Achet, that interferes, that Hashem has Rachmonis on us, and therefore will do us the Chesed, despite the fact that we do not deserve. And this, I think, is probably the number one most critical ingredient. The mitzvah of bitochen, the inyan of bitochen, the bida of bitochen, has to help us to rise above the fear of Shema Goram Achet. And as many put it, that Shema Goram Achet is not the mitzvah of Yerushalayim. The mitzvah of Yerushalayim is to be afraid to do a chet. Shema Goram Achet is not a mitzvah. In fact, it may even be an aveira, because you're worried, you think that the chet will interfere with the rachamim and the chesed of Hashem. No, you shouldn't be afraid of that. You should find the strength to appreciate Hashem's rachmonos v'rachamov al kol ma'asov. His rachamim is on all of his creations. Therefore, since I know that, and I know his chesed is chaste Hashem ki lo yisomnu, ki lo yicholu rachamov, and there too, because his rachamim never ends, therefore his chesed never ends. Chaste Hashem ki lo yisomnu, ki lo yicholu rachamov, because lo yicholu rachamov, that his rachmonis is endless, therefore his chesed is endless, because now that he has rachmonis, even if we don't deserve, we will still be the beneficiaries of his chesed. And it seems that therefore this becomes the first intellectual realization that's necessary to inspire and internalize the emotion of bitochen. And that is that despite the fact that I may not deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the barachim, al kol barachim, and therefore even if I do not deserve it, he will still have rachmonis, and he will still continue to do chesed, and I can allow my heart be confident and reliant and trusting that he will do for me all of my heart's desire.